This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com. This is the Adam Gold Show.
You know, Scotch bonnet spice. But there you had some from Rory, and I'm here for that.
I think, honestly, the sport needs more of it. It's too gentlemanly.
Yes. The future of golf is not just music on the driving range.
Yeah.
And during the actual event.
I need trash talk.
It is trash talk. That's what we get.
I need guys taken out in the locker room. Like, that's what I need.
I am 100% with you on that. All right. So we've got now about 30 minutes of this program for you, the listener.
Oh, they say for me.
Oh, yeah, and you. Oh. You listen, I guess.
I try.
I have no other option. 919-860-5326, 919-860-5326. Let me pose a few questions to you. We're going to do a few things here, and there's a number of ways that we can go with our conversation. 919-860-5326. Simply, who you got winning the Super Bowl? If you want to tout your crazy long shot team, I'll hear it. We might mock it, but I'll hear it. Because as we said at the beginning, everybody is 0-0.
Definitely going to mock it.
Yeah, probably. Which is last year's playoff team that will fall on their face this year? Have you noticed? Do you remember who the Rams beat in the Super Bowl last year?
The Bengals.
Would it completely shock you if the Bengals didn't make the playoffs?
No, not at all.
Right. They play in a difficult division, first of all.
Yeah.
And last year, like, we kind of forget that they just barely won the division almost by accident.
Yeah.
And they could have easily been a number six seed.
They weren't that great through much of the season.
Nope. And
they got hot late.
They did get hot. It's proof of this, and this is true for all sports. And, like, I'm not gonna bring in the sport of golf here, but golf learned a lesson this year, or almost learned a lesson this year, and they'll never learn it. If you have playoffs in your sport, what happened in the regular season doesn't matter. It just doesn't, and it shouldn't if you have playoffs. You get certain advantages from being in the playoffs. In football, your advantage is probably play a lesser team if you are a high seed. Mm-hmm. Probably play at home. But other than that, when the game starts, you got to go out and win a game. And it doesn't matter who you're playing. If they're the seventh in each conference in the NFL, we have seven teams that make the playoffs. The second best team in your conference is going to play the seventh best team in your conference. And I'll just say this. Good luck. Good luck. You could lose that game. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who you're playing. And when you're the one seed, the team that you draw in your first playoff game can beat you, even though you're at home. It just isn't crazy to think that. So, I don't think it's any stretch at all to think that maybe the Bengals won't make the playoffs. I think there are teams that made the playoffs last year and that made the playoffs comfortably last year won't make it this year. So we can talk about that. So who was the playoff team that will fall on their face? Do the Panthers have a chance to make the playoffs? I don't love their chance, but I'm not going to 100% dismiss it. About 90% dismiss it. 95% dismiss it. And those who are really deep in this, do you have a fantasy player that no one knows about but you?
Oh.
Right? But I will tell you this. I could care less. I really could care less. I have my own fantasy team that I don't care about. I just looked at it today, and I'm like, I have him?
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually said that out loud.
And you drafted him.
I said that out loud. I'm like, I have that guy? How did I get that guy? Did I draft him?
Yeah.
Did I have an out-of-body experience during our way-too-long long draft? Which I have a bone to pick with you about.
What?
Just chill. All right, and the other thing is, we are going to rank NFL teams or compare them to cuts of meat.
Yes.
And so, for instance, what is the best cut of meat?
I'd give you a couple.
Just give me one. Give me the best cut of meat.
Prime rib.
Prime rib.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue that. That it is the most delicious cut of red meat.
Yes.
There's no question. I personally, a really, really good bone-in pork chop.
Okay. All right.
Given the two, I might choose the pork chop.
All right. That's fine.
But prime rib done well.
Oh.
To me, that's the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, okay.
Right? Buffalo Bills.
All right.
They're prime rib.
I have a different
right.
I have a different take on it.
They're they're prime rib. I'm not entirely sure the waiter might screw up the order, Sean McDermott, but the Buffalo Bills are prime rib with a little cream spinach on the side. I love cream spinach. All right, let's get to some of these issues. 919-860-5326. My Super Bowl pick, the Bills, who I can't remember, like, they made the Super Bowl four straight years back when Jim Kelly was the quarterback and Thurman Thomas and Kenneth Davis were in the backfield, and you had Andre Reed and Pete Metzelaars and that defense with Cornelius Bennett
Bruce Smith?
Bruce Smith. There you go. I knew it was Bruce something. I couldn't decide if it was a last name or first name. They were just loaded.
Yeah.
Loaded. A great, great team. They were the favorite the first year in the Super Bowl. Lost to the Giants. The Giants slowed the game down, and that Giant team was, I mean, obviously amazing.
Belichick was the defensive coordinator.
He was, absolutely. And then the other 3 years, they probably didn't have the better team, right? The other 3 years they lost the Super Bowl, they probably didn't have the better team.
When they played Dallas.
Oh, Dallas was, that was, you know, we could debate all day long whether or not Dallas arrived a year early, because I don't think a lot of people expected Dallas to win that the first time. They didn't expect Dallas to win that Super Bowl, but Dallas was, I mean... They were spectacular.
Good.
As it turned out, like, oh yeah, we're here. And that was the best, you know, the best era of the Cowboys, maybe the best era of the Cowboys ever, to be honest. But I don't know going into a season that we've seen a Buffalo Bills team that this much was expected of them. And again, the defending Super Bowl champions are at home opening up the season, and they are underdogs to the Buffalo Bills. Underdogs to the Bills. That's a lot of pressure on Josh Allen and the rest of that crew. But I have the Bills over the 49ers in the Super Bowl. I just have faith that Kyle Shanahan is going to get the most out of this quarterback. If he wasn't sure, there's nothing that would have... I mean, you got to pay Jimmy Garoppolo anyway. If he wasn't sure about Trey Lance... then they would have said, hey, Jimmy might still be our quarterback, and just let it go. And they might have, you know, kind of behind the scenes tried to trade Jimmy. But I think that he believes in Trey Lance.
Yeah.
And if he believes in Trey Lance, their defense is awesome, and their offense should be pretty good because Kyle Shanahan knows what he's doing. So that's the way I look. I think the 49ers are the team in the NFC. But hey, watch both of those teams fall flat on their face. Who's your Super Bowl pick, Dennis?
I'll be honest, I've not really thought about it a whole
lot.
I know. The trendy pick is Buffalo.
Because you're a Steelers fan, you just don't want to admit that the Steelers
are not going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Might not make the playoffs.
Oh, I know. I'm fully waiting for them to go 9-8 and not make the playoffs.
I love Mike Tomlin, though.
I'm a huge Tomlin fan. I don't know. There's so many teams that just have questions. Every team has a question mark.
Sure.
Going into this season. And like, but what's the biggest question mark? I don't know. I'm thinking the Chiefs to get back there. I don't know. Again, question marks with them. Buffalo, I just don't know if they run the ball well enough consistently. Especially late in games when they need it. question mark. And you mentioned some of the coaching stuff. So I don't know. 49ers, yeah, I like the idea of it, but at the same time, Trey Lance is basically a rookie.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a really, really tough decision for me. Packers are still like, well, Packers don't win in the playoffs. I don't know. Going very Chris Berman over here if we want to, if that's what we want to go with. But I don't know. I'm going to have to really,
no
truly think on this.
Circles the wagons.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I can't give you a prediction on it. I honestly haven't really thought too deep into it because I can give you a list of a reason why these teams won't make it.
So what cut of beef are the 49ers?
Oh, are we teasing this?
I'm asking you.
Brisket.
Brisket?
Tasty, but is it good for me long term?
Brisket?
Yeah.
The meat that you have to cook for like 12 hours?
But it's delicious.
Brisket.
But yeah, it's going to take time with a rookie quarterback. But again, it's very delicious. You love brisket.
I do, but brisket, here's where I think you have something. Mm-hmm. Brisket can take on many, many different flavors.
Exactly.
It really depends on how you decide to cook it.
Exactly.
It can be barbecue. Mm-hmm. I've seen it be used in stews and pot roasts. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there are a lot of options there for brisket. But I don't think brisket's elite.
I don't think it's elite. I will get it. I have explanations for all my cuts of meat.
There's
here.
so many better cuts of meat than brisket.
Yeah, I know. That's why I have some other.
Okay, you don't feel great about the 49ers.
Yeah.
I get it.
That's not my brisket's not my top tier.
All right. Well, I can't wait.
I will explain. I will explain. I have reasoning for every single one of these cuts.
All right. I've got a team in each conference that a playoff team last year, a substantial playoff team that will not be this year. We will continue this next.
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. We are talking retirement. Coach, let's say I have more than $1 million balance in my 401k.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. How can that actually come back and bite me?
Well, because, and this is a thing that we it's a mirage. You see mirages. I've ridden in the desert before. You see what's water ahead, but it's not there. Well, your financial mirage is thinking that total balance in your 401k or your IRA is yours. We have two people that want to get a hold of it, two uncles, Uncle North Carolina and Uncle Sam.
Right.
Both of them are going to do some damage to that balance. Depending on what kind of other income you have, you could lose 40% of your value. So if you're looking at $1 million IRA, maybe it's only worth $600,000 to you. So how do we get around this? Well, you don't get around it because you end up in jail if you try to do that.
But you
can do tax planning to minimize the effect of taxation into the future. The tax train is coming, Adam. We need to make sure to minimize the effect of the derailment of our financial accounts. And for the next 10 people, we'll do it at no cost or obligation. Put together your very own tax and retirement plan.
800-661-7383 or text Adam to 21000 for Coach Pete DeRuta.
Led Zeppelin 1 is our album of choice today. Dennis chose it. Don't let him fool you otherwise, which is fine.
Yeah,
I chose it
from the list that people gave
me. You put it on the list. And that's okay. Again, you don't have to apologize for it. Anytime you want to use Zeppelin as a bump, we're all here for it. Mm-hmm. I saw Robert Plant this year.
I
played a couple of Zeppelin tracks when he was performing with Alison Krauss at a local spot here, Cocoa Booth Amphitheater in Cary. Very good show. Wonderful setting. And he was the youngest guy I saw this summer. He's only 73.
Nice.
Daryl Hall, 75. Roger Waters, 78. Amazing.
Still they
all
doing
still,
it.
They all they exactly. They can all still do it. All right. Let's continue our NFL discussion. Dennis refuses to pick a team. They all have flaws. There are no perfect teams. Therefore, I can't decide who's going to be in the Super Bowl. 919-860-5326, if you will. Real quick about the Panthers. What cut of meat are the Panthers, Dennis?
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings are good.
Well, yeah, they can be good, but they also can be really messy.
Yeah, they are messy.
But they're good even when they're messy. But are they, though? Like, sometimes wings, I've had wings that aren't good. Maybe sometimes they accidentally give you boneless, which are just nuggets.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point.
They're not wings.
I said they can be good.
The only people who get boneless wings are like 11.
Well, sometimes they accidentally give them to you, and that's my point.
They should not.
That's my point. You might get boneless.
The bottom line is that wings in general, even it's like pizza. There is bad pizza.
No, there definitely is bad pizza.
But there's not that much bad pizza that you're going to buy somewhere. I just don't think that.
Yeah, but
it's really hard to get bad wings.
Like, what if it's like a frozen pizza, though? That's my point. Sometimes wings can be bad if they're not cooked properly. I think maybe the sauce stinks.
I think it's a stretch.
I think it's a stretch. I have rationales for all
these.
You want me to go through this list?
To me, the Panthers are the McRib.
Okay.
Some people really like the McRib. Mm-hmm. I question them.
Okay. See, but here's the thing as well. Wings aren't really a cut of meat, though.
That is true.
That's my point. Okay. I have rationale. I will go through the tiers on all these for you if you want me to.
All right, who are the best teams?
All right.
And what cut of meat are they, Dennis?
Do you want me to go from the bottom or start at the top?
We're going to go through this quickly, so tell me who they are.
Prime ribs. Prime rib, right. I should say. Chiefs.
Right.
Bison meat. A cut of bison. Special, right?
Very good.
Buffalo Bills.
Very lean. I'll see what you did there.
Yeah, exactly.
Very nice.
Brisket, tasty, but is it good in the long term? Rams, Chargers, Bucks, Packers, Niners.
See, the Chargers are we have no idea.
Yeah.
We have no – talent.
Exactly. There's a lot of things to like.
A lot of talent.
But maybe it was cooked a little too
long. I think the Chargers are real – chorizo.
Okay.
The Chargers are chorizo.
All right. A little spicy in there. All right. Eastern North Carolina.
I have no idea what's in it.
Eastern North Carolina-style barbecue. You know what you're getting. It's solid, but it can be a little bit tangy. Steelers and Colts or Eastern North Carolina barbecue.
Gosh, I don't see those two teams as being similar at all.
It's fine.
I think the Colts could win that division because the rest of that division is trash.
Yeah.
And the Steelers are, at best, a 500 team. Yeah. I know you can't finish 500.
Exactly. You could.
You
know what you're getting.
You could go 8-8-1.
You know what you're getting.
I'm not sure you do.
Yeah. You know what you're getting with Eastern. You know what you're getting with Eastern North Carolina barbecue. You know what you're getting. It's going to be solid.
You're working backwards here.
Yeah, I know.
I disagree. I don't think you know anything about the Steelers.
No, that's fine. What are you telling me? All right. The next tier is oven-baked chicken. Can be great, but also very bland if you don't season it right. And if you don't cook it right, might not be the best tasting.
Yeah,
might be a little too chewy.
Cuts of meat?
Yeah, exactly.
You're breaking your own rules, Adam. I created this.
I made the rules.
You're breaking your own rules.
I am. Oven-baked chicken could be the Cardinals, the Ravens, the Cowboys, Dolphins, Broncos, Raiders. That's oven-baked chicken to me.
We have all sorts of ranges.
Yeah, I know.
In that tier. They're not the same. They can't be in the same tier.
Chicken wings, Titans, Saints, Panthers, and Patriots.
Wait, the Saints and the Panthers are in the same category?
I don't think the Saints are going to be that good. Everyone's overhyping. I'm like, for what? Jameis Winston? Yay.
I don't think it's about Jameis
Winston.
New
coaching staff?
I think it's about the balance of that team. I think that roster is awesome. They have an excellent offensive line, although there is, Armstead is going to be out with – still have Kamara. They've got great wide receivers. Olave is going to be a star. I think their defense is great. I like the Saints a lot. I think the Saints are going to be a headache. I actually, in my predictions, I have the Saints winning that division.
Okay.
I have the Eagles, Packers, Saints, and 49ers winning their divisions. Bills, Ravens, Colts, and Chiefs, which brings me to the teams in the playoffs that that made the playoffs last year that will miss.
Oh, I haven't finished my meat
yet. Oh, I'm sorry. You haven't finished your meat yet.
No,
do you have a
vegetable? No vegetables in this. Mac and cheese, there's my vegetable for you. All right, my flank steak. You're hoping for better, but at the end of the day, everything has to be cooked exactly right in order for it to be good. It can be really, really tough. That's why I got Eagles, Titans. No.
But that's your explanation for everything.
Well, yeah, but these ones are a little different. Eagles, Titans, Lions, Commanders, Vikings, and Browns.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I have 73% lean ground chuck. It's just not good for you. Jags, Jets, Giants, Seahawks, Texans, and Falcons.
Yeah, those are all bad. Those teams are all bad.
There's just that's just not good for you.
But that 73% ground chuck is not good for you. But it can make a tasty burger. All right, let me tell you the two NFL playoff teams who made the playoffs comfortably last year that will miss this year. We'll start in the NFC. The Arizona Cardinals are not going to make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
They're not. Look,
here's I'm not going to lie. I forgot they made it.
Here's the thing that, well, they had this incredible start to the season.
Yeah.
And then Cliff Kingsbury happened, which happens in the second half of every season. You go back and you look at Cliff Kingsbury when he was at Texas Tech and now at the Arizona Cardinals. Look at the first half of their season before the competition gets real and the second half of their season, right? And then in the NFL, when all of a sudden there's tape of you all over the league and they are like, hey, they're really good. Oh, wait, they're bad. I think that starts earlier this year. Cardinals missed the playoffs. You know what the number one seed in the AFC playoffs was last year?
Turn around off the top of my head.
Correct. The Tennessee Titans.
That's right. It was the Titans. That's right.
They're going to miss the playoffs.
Okay. I believe it.
Outright. Outright miss the playoffs.
I believe it.
And I don't believe that division is worth anything. That's why I think the Colts are going to win that division. I think Matt Ryan is going to be solid enough. If Jonathan Taylor stays healthy, they've got a good defense. If Taylor stays healthy, that team will win. I mean, 10 wins might win the division.
So, like Eastern North Carolina barbecue, the Colts.
Yeah. Team slaw. Team slaw. But I have no faith. Ryan Tannehill was so bad at the end of last season.
Yeah.
And now they don't have A.J. Brown. I know they revamped their receiving core, but...
It all comes down to Derrick Henry. If he's not on the field, that offense is nothing.
Ryan
Tannehill is nothing without Derrick Henry.
I agree. And with Derrick Henry, they're better. But here's the thing about it, and I've heard this about a lot of different elements of football. Well, because I referred to the Pick Six podcast earlier, and I was listening to Brady Quinn and Will Brinson talk about the Packers offense. Well, they're going to be a more run-heavy offense. They're going to throw the ball short. Like, if teams know that you are not going to stretch the field, they are not going to respect your passing game. It's going to be harder to run. In order to get the most out of your offense, you must be able to move the ball down the field vertically. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to run it. You're just not. I wonder if the Titans have already established that they are too much of a... And by the way, no Harold Landry. Right, the former BC kid.
Oh, yeah.
Was one of the best defensive ends in the game. Torn ACL, out for the year. That's a big loss. I just wonder if they're too conservative to be really good. Tannehill needs a great defense. He needs to be able to run the ball. I just don't know if there's enough of a threat without the guys that they have lost. So I think, I don't think the Titans will be the worst team in the league, but I see them as basically a 500 team, and I don't see them winning that division. I think I talked to Will about this a few weeks ago. He actually likes the potential of Jacksonville, and I kind of see where he's coming from.
Yeah.
I just don't know if the personnel there is good enough. What we do know is Doug Peterson is a good football coach. He's a good football coach. Peterson is exactly what they need after Urban Meyer. And I don't know, maybe Trevor Lawrence does take a major step forward. I had my doubts about Trevor Lawrence coming out of Clemson. I'm not saying he won't be good. I think his baseline is clearly better than he showed last year, and we can't judge him on last year because last year was a train wreck from the start with Urban Meyer. So we'll see what it's like this year. I'd like to see more competence from that team. I just don't know if we're going to get it. I really don't know if we're going to get it. But the bad teams you mentioned, yeah, they're bad.
Yeah.
Again, the Jets are going to start Joe Flacco. I just don't even understand that. I don't. Like,
do they deserve it? Like, if the Jets are like, you're starting Joe Flacco, do you just deserve to stink?
You deserve to be one of the worst teams in the league.
Or you've run yourself so poorly, you deserve Joe Flacco?
They just can't win. You can't win with Joe Flacco. You can't do it. Not at this age.
No, not
now. You have no chance to win. I'm not sure they have a chance to win with Zach Wilson, to be honest. But, you know, they were hoping that Zach Wilson was going to play, and then last night they announced he's going to be out for at least 4 more weeks. So, wait a second. You went from he might start in the opener to he's going to be out for another 4 weeks.
Oh, so that's official?
Oh, yeah.
4 more weeks?
Yeah, they went from he could start to he's going to miss 4 more weeks. Well done. Well, a well-oiled machine are the New York Jets. I think the Ravens are going to be really good, and I know we've talked about this with Will Brinson as we wrap this up. The quarterback, Lamar Jackson, is 100% willing to play on the franchise tag. Mm-hmm. He is going for the brassest of brass rings. For those people who don't know what that is, when for people of my age or older, they used to ride the carousel and used to try to reach out and grab the brass ring. Well, he is going for a diamond ring with like a 40-carat diamond on it. Because he is convinced that he's going to stay healthy and that he's going to get $45 million guaranteed next year. And $55 million or $54 million guaranteed the year after that. And ultimately, this is going to cost the Ravens about $300 million. They should have signed him. They should have figured it out. They should have signed him. But we're going into the season now. Lamar Jackson, ready to go. He's going to be awesome. He's going to be great. Super fun to watch. Mm-hmm. If the Ravens can stay relatively healthy, I think the Ravens have a chance. They really do. And that was Will's Super Bowl pick. All right, sir. Let's go to Orange Wedges.
And now, your halftime entertainment.
And remind me, best-looking quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, we're going to get to that. Yeah. Quarterback hot or not. Maybe we can use their school day pictures, because today is National School Picture Day.
Is it really?
Yeah. Second Thursday of September. Also, World Ampersand Day.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
There's a World Ampersand Day?
Yeah.
If you told the average person, if you asked the average person, mm-hmm. show me an ampersand, do you think they could tell you what it is?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I can.
Like, there are a lot of people that if you ask somebody what the capital of England was, they wouldn't tell you. Wouldn't be able to tell you. Mm. And people just don't know stuff.
That's fair.
So I think that if you asked 100 people, you might get 50.
Yeah. But then once you showed it, they'd be like, oh, that's what it's
called. That's an ampersand?
Oh,
Look at that.
Look at that. Imagine that.
Yeah.
So ESPN announced their slate of games. It's always a slate of games. It's never just a list. It's a slate of games.
Oh,
for
yes.
For the upcoming NHL season.
Right.
So it has to be a slate. So it's a slate of games for the upcoming NHL season. The Carolina Hurricanes have 8 games that are going to be exclusively on the ESPN group or body of networks. So that could be a combination of ESPN Plus / Hulu. I think they have 6 games on that. So hopefully they break that curse, Adam.
Well, they did last year.
They
broke the Hulu curse last year.
Well, I don't know. Let's hope the curse doesn't reoccur.
Remember, they were on Hulu back-to-back nights.
Mm-hmm.
And the second night against Buffalo, they won the game.
Yeah.
Curse broken.
Broke the curse.
That, we actually have a promo running.
We do, actually.
Based on having broken that ESPN Plus Hulu curse.
That's why I brought it up. They do have 2 games that are exclusively on ESPN November 6th. When they take on the Toronto Maple Leafs, but also the Stadium Series game, mm-hmm. which is actually the opener for the Stadium Series, which is going to be at Carter-Finley Stadium. That's an 8 o'clock game Saturday, February 18th. So it's going to be a game under the lights at Carter-Finley.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to be there for it.
So, those 2 games on ESPN exclusively. There are 3 games on TNT mm-hmm. exclusively. Some of their weekend stuff.
Yeah,
that first game you have with Toronto is a 5 o'clock
on a Sunday,
which wonderful.
Yep.
And the game with Tampa, I believe, is a 3 o'clock Sunday game on TNT.
Potentially, I only have the ESPN list.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a game against.
I'm sorry, slate.
Three TNT games, and one of them is a 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon game. Hey, our old friend John Forslund,
yeah,
will be a regular TNT broadcaster this year.
Nice.
Yes,
very
cool.
Much looking forward to that. Yep. So in total, 11 games nationally for the Carolina Hurricanes. The other 71 should be on Bally Sports South.
Yes. Although they did say that there could be more added.
Yes, there is always the potential for, I guess, flex scheduling, I guess you could say.
Look, if Carolina is really good,
mm-hmm.
and they probably should be.
They should be.
Then, yes, I would expect we might see some other games added to the slate because. But they might not be exclusive, though, so you might be able to watch them both places.
We shall see. Always can use the VPN and watch every game on ESPN+.
Yes, you can. You can.
Shout out, congratulations to North Wilkesboro Speedway. They're going to host the 2023 NASCAR Cup Series All-Star Race in May next year.
Can I just tell you?
Which is very exciting.
I am not in any way, shape, or form of a NASCAR fan.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my thing. And I'm not denigrating the sport. It's just, I mean, there are people who don't like tennis. I love tennis. This is one of the coolest developments in any sport. First of all, they've been racing at North Wilkesboro basically all season. Dale Jr. has been heavily involved. These are like late model race cars.
Mm-hmm.
And it has brought that track back to life. It's the foundation of the sport. North Wilkesboro, Rockingham, places like that.
Yeah.
The fact that NASCAR is bringing the All-Star Race to North Wilkesboro is so freaking cool. Like, I don't even know what to compare it to. Like, it would be, in a way, it's sort of like bringing, maybe not a Final Four, to Reynolds Coliseum on the campus of NC State. It is so super cool that they're going to North Wilkesboro. So, good for, I think the real, true, long-time hardcore fan has to be feeling good about that.
Even for me, who's just as casual as it gets when it comes to auto racing,
yeah.
I want to go.
I mean, I don't, but that's fine.
Oh, I want to go to it. That's fine. I mean, that's totally fine, too.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that, for example, one of my best friends from college is from Southern Southwest Virginia, and he would definitely go to Martinsville, but he said growing up when he was a young kid that his parents would often go to North Wilkesboro.
Sure.
To go to the racetrack there, to go watch races, or they would go to Bristol or something like that just because of the proximity. So the fact that it's coming back is really, really cool.
I mean, it hasn't been used for a top series race in, what?
Long time.
20 years?
Long time.
I've been to Rockingham. I saw a race at Rockingham. I can't believe that place. Is it still standing? I assume it is.
I think.
So maybe Rockingham is next. That would be a very cool thing if NASCAR did a tour of these old racetracks they don't use anymore. That'd be cool.
Just repave the tracks. We're good to go. All right, quarterback hot or not, you said Baker Mayfield was the second hottest. Now, I'm curious, when they determined this, they just put guys on apps and just the amount of swipes right versus swipe left, you know, the percentage, is that how they determined this? I'm curious,
go
on the old hot or not scale, like 1 through 10, rate this person.
So Baker Mayfield was scored as the second most handsome. This is not hot. This is handsome.
Oh, okay.
Handsome quarterback in the NFL. He was termed pretty.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So it is an app called Golden Ratio Face.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying Tinder for a second.
No, it's an app called Golden Ratio Face. Tom Brady was third. You had said that Tom Brady was thought Tom Brady was first.
Now we're getting based on just starting quarterbacks.
Tom
correct?
Brady, yes, starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
Trey Lance won.
Trey Lance not won. Aaron Rodgers and Geno Smith tied for fourth. They're both considered pretty.
Okay.
And before I tell you who number one is, the AFC had more handsome quarterbacks than the NFC. It's hard to explain what this is. They don't, like, there is perfect, and there's only one perfect quarterback. There's pretty, there's normal, and then there's ugly.
Hold on.
There's ugly. Unfortunately, I don't have the list beyond number. I only have the top 10. So I don't know who the ugly quarterbacks are. Frankly, I don't think there are any ugly quarterbacks in the NFL. I really don't think there are any. No, Joe Flacco was just starting. It was probably ugly.
There you go.
So
Zach Wilson, number one.
No, number 10.
Apparently loves the. Okay.
Davis Mills of the Houston Texans. He's normal. Tied for eighth, Josh Allen, who I think is pretty handsome, and Matthew Stafford, both normal, and have the exact same score.
Okay.
Number seven, Jacoby Brissett.
All right, Jacoby.
He's got rugged good looks. I agree.
I think I feel it. I have a gut feeling I agree. I know who number one is.
Russell Wilson
is
number six. He's considered pretty.
All right.
Geno Smith and Aaron Rodgers tied for fourth. Tom Brady third. Baker Mayfield second. I'll give you another crack at it. Who's the prettiest?
Who is the prettiest?
Matter of fact, actually, who is the perfect-looking quarterback?
I would say Jimmy G, but it's not
him. He's not a starter.
And you just said it's not Trey Lance. They're going to go Jalen Hurts.
No, Jalen. Actually, Jalen Hurts might be in the ugly range because of those eyebrows. Joe Burrow.
What?
Joe Burrow is the perfect quarterback. He is the most handsome quarterback in the NFL, according to Golden Ratio Face App. I laughed my rear end off when I saw that story.
I need to see the rest of this
list. I need to see who's ugly.
I need to see this.
I need
it's
to see who's
Golden
ugly.
Golden Ratio?
Golden Ratio Face. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry I even brought it up. Actually, I'm not.
No,
I'm not sorry
at all.
Sorry.
Where did you find this list?
I don't know. I actually saw it somewhere on Twitter. Somebody obviously also saw it on Twitter. Who was it? Rob. Rob saw it on Twitter and said Joe Burrow for the win.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Real quick, I actually have a little bit of breaking news here. This is not something that's not sports related. But it is actually a big thing. Queen in England has passed away.
I was told earlier today that
Queen Elizabeth II has died at age 96.
All of the people, all of the members of the media, because they were on Royals watch, they wore, there's a traditional like suit that they wear. And they were all in these suits because they anticipated this happening. She has been a matriarch for such a long time.
Yeah. 96 years old.
Amazing. Just amazing. Sad, really. Mm-hmm. We just got the royal family, they have corgis.
Okay.
Right, it's there. Do you remember the London Olympics?
I do. 2000
The 2012. The 2012 London Games. The open to the London Games was a video done with Daniel Craig. At the time, he had just started his run as Bond.
Yeah.
And the Queen.
That's right.
An hysterical open for TV purposes with the corgis and the Queen and Daniel Craig theoretically jumping out of a helicopter, I believe.
Nice.
Right? Incredible stuff. So we just got a corgi, and we nearly named the corgi Elizabeth.
Mm.
And it would have been for Royals purposes. We chose Harriet instead. So Harriet is the now nine, a little bit more, almost 10-week old corgi. RIP, man. Just an absolute, she's been around for so, so long. RIP to Queen Elizabeth.
Opening a business checking account shouldn't be harder than running your business. So, why do most banks still make you go into a branch? With Live Oak Bank, you can open an account online in minutes. That's because they put you at the center of every decision they make. With convenient digital access and superior customer support, that's small business checking simplified. Open a business checking account today at liveoakbank.com/businesschecking.
So, let's place bets.
Place your bets. Here we are.
I bet you slice into the woods $100.
Gambling is illegal in Bushwood, sir, and I never slide.
Yeah. Okay, you can own me. I owe you nothing.
All right. Dennis Cox.
Yeah, by the way, I am well on the plus. I have...
You had an amazing day.
I have more than tens of dollars now, yeah. Adam. I actually have some hundreds.
You do. You're over $1,000, right?
Yeah. This is the highest I've ever been.
This is
the highest I've ever been.
Be careful. Be careful how you say that. Somebody who just tuned in went, wow, why did they let that guy do the show?
Golly. Don't troll me, people. So, yeah, I'm at plus 1110 right now. That soccer parlay I had yesterday. Yes. With all the Champions League games, four-leg parlay, hit all that. Also, Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani.
Who's that
hit
guy?
A homer.
I have no idea who that is.
That's Yinzer for you. Nice. Shohei Ohtani hitting a homer yesterday as well. Okay, I may have missed on one other thing, but whatever. I'm plus 1110 now. This is the best I've ever seen my units.
You know, okay. I have to go back and look. I think I won one of my three wagers. I came close. Look, but just about the soccer, your 14 parlay.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that Liverpool was in trouble, right? I said it before the game.
Yeah.
Liverpool is not right. But I thought that they could eke out a point at Napoli, even though Napoli has been a house of horrors for Liverpool and for Jurgen Klopp even before he got to Liverpool. They did not. They were down 4-0 2 minutes into the second half. Gross. It was a blowout. So a day after, actually not even a day after, the same day when Chelsea sacked Thomas Tuchel, Liverpool put that on the pitch at Napoli. And, like, Jurgen Klopp is not getting bounced. But they've got issues. They started all of their top players. They started their A team. Now, they brought on some of the real starters who have been injured in the second half, but my gosh, Liverpool is a mess. A mess. All right, Dennis Cox, where are we going?
Rams, Bills tonight. Give me Rams on the money line plus 120.
Why'd you do that to me?
What do you mean? What did I do?
I was going to do that.
You can do it too.
No, you can't.
Yes, you
can. Not the way this works.
Yes, you can.
Not the way this works.
It's our rules.
You can make your
own
bets. I know it is our rules.
They're your units.
Do that. I have to find something else out.
No, you don't.
In this whole thing. All right. I'm going to start with Man U hosting Real Sociedad. I probably screwed that up from La Liga. This is Europa League.
Okay.
In honor of the Queen. And this is three wagers, but one. I want Antony. I want Jadon Sancho and Bruno Fernandes. All separate wagers. These are not parlays.
Okay.
All separate wagers, all to score.
Okay.
So I've got Antony at plus 205, Sancho at plus 255, Fernandes at plus 175 to score.
Okay.
That's what I got.
I'll take your word for it.
All right there. Ronaldo's even money. I bet Ronaldo's in the starting lineup today. Even money doesn't do it for me.
He might be.
Yeah. All right. You're up.
All right. UFC this weekend.
Okay.
I'm going to go into that. Khamzat Chimaev.
Who?
Takes on Nate Diaz. Welterweight fight.
Okay.
Give me Chimaev to win in the second round by knockout plus 450.
Nice. All right. Since Bills Rams, I got to do something from Bills Rams, right?
Yeah.
Cam Akers, 60 or more rushing yards at plus 190.
It's a good take. That's a really good. I'm not going to lie. It's a really good take. Cam Akers? Is he on your fantasy team?
No. He is not on my fantasy team.
Okay. I'm going to go Gabriel Davis gets a touchdown. Plus 120.
I think it's Gabriel Davis going to be a big player.
Yeah.
For them.
Yeah,
this
he
year.
Scores a touchdown tonight, plus 120.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, let's want to do something completely nuts.
Okay, I'm for it.
Josh Allen, 300 plus passing yards. Stephon Diggs, 100 plus receiving yards.
All right.
Devin Singletary, 100 plus rushing yards, plus 2,800.
I like it.
None of that's going to happen. That's why it's plus 2,800, Dennis Cox.
I know. I think they're all going to happen. Actually, the Singletary 100-plus yards
rushing. I don't think any of it's going to happen.
What? You don't think Nah, Allen can throw for 300.
I actually think this game has a better chance to be kind of lower scoring.
Yeah, it might be ugly, actually.
But, yeah, but whatever. That's why it's plus 2,800. Because all those things are not going to happen.
This is the Adam Gold Show.